Suddenly we were at the centre of things, Anderson told me, gleaming at the memory of it when I met him and Witski in their offices on a dismal, rainy morning in June. It was a wonderful time. I asked them about Jean Shoemaker, a man who seems to have been universally revered. He was just a great guy, Witski replied without hesitation. If it hadn't been for him, the whole thing would never have gotten off the ground. Even with his support, it took 2 years to get it up and running. Drilling's an expensive business, about $35 a foot back then, more now, and we needed to go down 3,000 feet. Sometimes more than that, Anderson added. Sometimes more than that, Witski agreed, and at several locations, so you're talking a lot of money, certainly more than our budget would allow. So a collaboration was formed between the Iowa Geological Survey and the U.S. Geological Survey. At least we thought it was a collaboration, said Anderson, producing a small, pained smile. It was a real learning curve for us, Witski went on. There was actually quite a lot of bad science going on throughout the period, people rushing in with results that didn't always stand up to scrutiny. One of those moments came at the annual meeting of the American Geophysical Union in 1985, when Glenn Izard and C.L. Pillmore of the U.S. Geological Survey announced that the Manson crater was of the right age to have been involved with the dinosaurs' extinction. The declaration attracted a good deal of press attention, but was unfortunately premature. A more careful examination of the data revealed that Manson was not only too small, but also 9 million years too early.